Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is another day, it's the fifth day in the month of January 2026. The Lord has been good and kind to us, and all we can say this morning is thank you, Jesus. 1,000 tongues is not enough. Even if we are to sacrifice everything in this world just to say thank you, it still would not be enough, because we cannot buy the life you give. We cannot buy the blessings that you daily supply us with. And that's why we've come to say thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, and on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, "Let there be light." Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 19, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me." Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 18 to 20. And our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, which says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Our Bible reading is taken from Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8. Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8. From verse 1 it reads, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by his right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God." Our manual today reads, "When God said, let there be light." In today's memory verse, it simply meant that there was darkness before. Then, at that moment, light was yet to come. "Let there be light" signifies an end to sorrow and the beginning of joy. In Psalm 30 verse 5, the Bible says that sorrow may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Sorrow changes to joy when light comes. Likewise, confusion gives way to clarity at the entrance of light. If you're driving on the dark highway and suddenly your car headlamps malfunction, you might find yourself in total darkness. In such cases, it is wise to quickly look for a safe space to park the vehicle, because it is not safe to drive in total darkness. This is why darkness is associated with stagnation. There is usually no movement in an environment that is totally dark. If whatever is wrong with the car is corrected, however the headlamp begins to work again, then you can continue your journey. Whenever there is light, there is usually progress. I pray that light will come into your life in this new year in Jesus' name, and there will be an end to stagnation. This year you will experience progress and joy in Jesus' name. In today's Bible reading, we read about a man who was born lame. For many years, he was carried to the same spot daily so he could beg for alms. He had been stagnant all his life. However, when the Almighty God decided to visit him, not only did he start walking, he was jumping and praising God. Light shone on him because he had met Jesus through Peter and John, and he experienced a great turnaround. When the light of God comes into your life, you will move forward and upward. People normally sleep at night, and this is why Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 7 that those who sleep do so in the night. There is usually no movement when people are asleep. However, when the day breaks, light comes and people awake from their sleep to go about their daily activities. Stagnancy gives way to progress when light comes. Beloved, I pray for you that the light of God will shine on every aspect of your life. There shall be no stagnancy in your life, and throughout this year, you will only move forward and upward in Jesus' name. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please let your light shine upon all areas of my life this year in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And if you'd like to share this message with somebody today to be a blessing to them, you can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.